It was November 1965. I was delivered to the war. A lifetime from Fort Benning to that South Vietnam shore. I wore the airborne shield of the 7th Cavalry. And every night that ghost of Custer, he'd come and haunt my sleep. We weren't in country nigh a week when the orders came to me. Go up into the highlands, find and kill the enemy. Our UEs fired up, their rotors started spinning round. Half an hour later, my boots were on the ground. Come on, boys, grab your sabers. Come on, boys, and ride with me. Give a cry at Gary Owen. Make your mark in history. But the war is never over. The pawns just go and come. On some bloody foreign battlefield, we were soldiers once and young. Well, we fanned out searching through the bushes and the trees. It wasn't long before we found 2,000 North Vietnamese. Their AK-47s crackled bullets by my head. They were screaming from the wounded and silence from the dead. For 3 long days that battle raged. We kept digging in. We were choking on the napalm and the smell of burning skin. Meanwhile, back stateside, my wife got the telegram. It said I wasn't coming home from the valley of Adrang. Come on, boys, grab your sabers. Come on, boys, and ride with me. Give a cry at Gary Owen. Make your mark in history. But the war is never over. The pawns just go and come. On some bloody foreign battlefield, we were soldiers once and young. When the battle finally ended, the powers that be in Hanoi and in Washington, they both claimed victory. For me, they carved a headstone and placed it in the sun and gave a flag to my family in Arlington. And so I've roamed the battlefield now for, lo, 1,000 years. With warriors from all sides for whom the cause was clear. If you listen, you can hear our question as it echoes in the night. When will the dogs of war ever quit the fight? Come on, boys, grab your sabers. Come on, boys, and ride with me. Give a cry at Gary Owen, make your mark in history.